Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The BetMGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
This show kicks ass. Oh, hell yeah.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won. Is twice as sweet as money is money here.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
For anyone else, oh, he's exaggerating, he's prisoner of the moment. First off, shut up. This is the National Football League. This is not the Big 12. It's not Pop Warner. An absolute disgrace. An atrocity. An affront. One of the most disgraceful performances that I have ever seen in 35 years watching National Football League football.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, magnificent Football Monday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew. And whoever the hell you are, here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide, we are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. Talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, 5 days from now, Christmas gave to us the college football playoff. We're here, baby. We are here. 5 days away from the first game in the 2025-26 college football playoff in Norman on Friday night with Alabama and Oklahoma. Femi Abebefe and I are here to give you a table setter like I'm probably going to have to do on Christmas Eve when my mother-in-law will tell me, hey, can you make yourself useful and set the table? We're going to set the table for everybody for the college football playoff games to come this weekend. One on Friday night, three on Saturday, Miami A&M, obviously Bama, Oklahoma, the two big ones. Femi and I will give you our early bets and handicaps for all the games coming up next hour here on the show. We are also going to give you our early bets and early thoughts for week 16 in the National Football League. Time really does fly when you're having a good time. Week 16 is here after tonight with the Steelers and the Dolphins. We got games coming up on Saturday. We found out Marcus Mariota is going to be starting the rest of the season for the Commanders as they take on the Philadelphia Eagles, which obviously helps the Eagles' chances to win the NFC East. They get Washington twice in the final three games. The Packers and the Bears on Saturday night from what will be a frigid Soldier Field. Every game coming up on Sunday, and Phil Rivers and the Colts in San Francisco on Monday night. All of our bets coming up for week 16, our initial handicaps in the final hour, the power hour of the show. And also in the final hour and the power hour of the show, all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. NBA, college basketball. I've been getting some notes from people. Where's Frozen Femi gone? I feel like Femi is using his time on things that are more important probably than hockey goal scorer bets is my guess. But we will find out if Femi has a goal scorer bet or two for tonight, Frozen Femi. But obviously the main event, side total and props for Monday Night Football. A game, oddly, with big time playoff implications in the AFC as 7-6 Pittsburgh hosts resurgent 6-7 Miami. Side total and props for the Dolphins and the Steelers. Current side and total market in that game. Pittsburgh, a juiced 3-point home favorite. No TJ Watt. Total in the game, 42.5. Going to be about 15 degrees tonight in Pittsburgh. We'll see how Miami operates in the cold on this win streak. So all our bets coming up for Monday Night Football at the end of the show. And we want to know your best bet. You, the listener, you, the viewer, your best bet for Monday Night Football. For the Dolphins and the Steelers, a side, a total, prop. Tweet us at You Better You Bet. Me at the Costos, Femi at Femi Abebefe. Type it in the YouTube chat. Type it in the Twitch chat. Your best bet for Monday Night Football. Bill Zimmerman will read the best responses later. He didn't book a guest for today. He has a lot of time to practice his reading. So make sure you get them in nice and early. And Downtown Mike Brown will put your name in lights. Your best bet for Miami and Pittsburgh. But we officially begin Magnificent Football Monday edition of You Better You Bet with a figurative and literal parting of the Red Sea in the American Football Conference for Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. As the Bills yesterday in Foxborough complete a comeback. It's not a comeback for the ages, right? Because it wasn't like they were down like 50 points or it was the biggest comeback in NFL history. It kind of felt like a really, really big deal. Buffalo down 21-0 in the first half of the game. It felt like it was a wrap. Not that Buffalo was going to lose 48-0. Maybe the Bills can come back in the game. Josh Allen's obviously the quarterback. But are they going to be able to get enough stops? Down by 3 touchdowns. Crowd in Foxborough going wild. Kids in the stands holding up signs. Patriots are back. It felt like this was a coronation, a re-coronation. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss, for the New England Patriots in the AFC East. And then, it wasn't. As the Bills come all the way back, another come-from-behind victory for the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen this season. Final score, Bills 35, Patriots 31. Wow. Very happy with my over bet in the game with 66 points being scored and 49.5. Just want to throw that in there. But what a football game this was yesterday. And there's a ton to unpack from it. And a lot of credit to go around. And obviously Josh Allen gets the lion's share of the credit, and he should. But when we give credit to Buffalo, it's going to go to some sources that I think are a little unlikely. And that's coming up in a little bit. But first, allow me, because this is the sort of thing, candidly, that's like a little brutal generally on a Monday. Reminds me of being back in school. And I don't know about you. I don't want to go back to school. Unless school means I live off campus at Fordham in the Bronx and I'm getting stoned all day and playing video games, in which case, please send me back to school. I want to give everybody a quick history lesson. And if you're a sports fan, I guarantee you're going to enjoy this Monday history lesson. Because think about the way that I personally have talked about the Buffalo Bills. And to be fair, the Baltimore Ravens over the course of the last couple of years here on You Better You Bet, with the context that we have never seen a coach-quarterback pairing be together for as long as either. Remember, they're the same draft, both in 18 in the first round. Josh Allen and Sean McDermott, John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson. We've never seen a coach-quarterback pairing been together this long, not even get to the Super Bowl, and eventually win one. So the Bills and the Ravens, and this is more about Buffalo, but I wanted to include Baltimore in because they're always the second team in this conversation. The Buffalo Bills and the Baltimore Ravens fighting against history. And it's not that records aren't made to be broken. The Super Bowl era is only 60 years old, but I think it's pretty interesting to note that that has never happened. The caveat that I have always given out when talking about this, right? Because I'm never going to say never. Buffalo can't win or Baltimore can't win. What I have always said, and especially as it concerns the Buffalo Bills, right? Because remember what we were saying about Baltimore. Baltimore loses to Super Macho Man. They don't even get to Mike Tyson at the end of the video game. Buffalo at least gets to the final boss. Like, they get up to the end of the game to fight Ganon. They get to the end of the game to fight Bowser. They're there at the end. They just always lose to the final boss, who wears number 15 in red and will have to go reconstructive ACL surgery at some point in the near future. We will do a postmortem on the Kansas City Chiefs a little later in the show. Don't you worry. That will happen on today's edition of You Better You Bet. So what I have said, sure, like the Bills and the Ravens, but this is now we'll focus it down to Buffalo. Buffalo can do it, but you need to get the Chiefs out of the way first. Whether it's, and I'm kidding when I say this, just for dramatic effect, like Patrick Mahomes gets hit by a bus, like we used to say about Julio Rodriguez winning American League Rookie of the Year, or he gets sick, or the Chiefs get knocked out before they face the Buffalo Bills. Well, we had the football equivalent yesterday of Patrick Mahomes getting hit by a bus, with the Chiefs eliminated from the postseason before December 15th, and Patrick Mahomes being lost for the season, and his week one availability for next season in doubt now with a torn ACL. And here's where the history lesson comes into play. In the 1970s, the then Oakland Raiders, coached by the legendary, the late, great, my friend, and that's the truth, I used to produce his radio show, John Madden, the Raiders could not beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. Couldn't get over the hump. Those Raider teams in the early 70s first had to contend with the historic Miami Dolphins that went back-to-back in 72 and 73 and undefeated in 1972, and then had to face the Steelers in 74 and 75. Could not get over the hump. And if you watch, and I think this is just an incredible documentary series that NFL Films does, America's Game, which is, I mean, every episode is incredible. They're all great. Chronicling that year for the Super Bowl champion through the eyes of a couple principal players and coaches. It is magnificent. You really get a sense if you watch and I've seen them all, the 76 Raiders is the best one. And you can really get a sense of the pain that John Madden felt because they couldn't get over the hump. Couldn't beat the Steelers, and before that, couldn't beat the Dolphins. In 1976, the Raiders get to the AFC Championship game, and awaiting them is their old friend, the Pittsburgh Steelers. But this version of the Pittsburgh Steelers, incredibly hampered by injuries. No Franco Harris, no Rocky Blyer, no run game, no chance. The Raiders suffocated them that day, win 24-7, and would go on to smoke the Vikings in Super Bowl 11, 32-14. To win a championship for John Madden. It took injuries to Pittsburgh to get the Raiders over the hump. Fast forward to the 1990s. Brett Favre and the Green Bay Packers are obviously a team on the come. They are a team that is poised and ready to win a championship. But there's one problem. They can't beat the Dallas Cowboys. They can't beat the Cowboys to save their lives. Good news for them. They didn't have to, because right leading up to Super Bowl 31, when Green Bay was the best team, Kerry Collins and the Carolina Panthers in their second year took care of business. and beat the Cowboys in the divisional round, and the Packers didn't have to face Dallas in the title game. They would beat the Panthers at Lambeau and then beat Drew Bledsoe, Bill Parcells, and the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 41. And then we can take this into the 2000s, where in the Ben Roethlisberger era in Pittsburgh, when the Steelers went to and won two Super Bowls and went to three, never had to play the New England Patriots on the way there. And they could never, ever beat the New England Patriots. And before Ben, they couldn't beat the Patriots because they were favored in the 2001 AFC Championship game at Three Rivers with Cordell Stewart, and Tom Brady got hurt during the game, and Drew Bledsoe came in and won the game. And Troy Brown had a punt return touchdown in that game. And there was actually controversy leading up to the Super Bowl where I remember saying to my father, I think they should start Drew Bledsoe. You think my bad take started when this show started? 2005, Patriots lose on the road in Denver, the Champ Bailey pick six game, after winning three Super Bowls in 4 years. Pittsburgh doesn't have to play New England, beats Jake Plummer and the Broncos in Denver to win the AFC Championship, beat the Seattle Seahawks in a terribly played Super Bowl 40. 2008, week one, Bernard Pollard tears Tom Brady's ACL. We'll get to the corollary with the Chiefs in a little bit. It's a ridiculous corollary and analogy that people are trying to draw. So, Patriots are out. They go 11-5 with Matt Cassel. Don't make the playoffs. Steelers don't have to see them. The Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Arizona Cardinals in an outstanding and superb Super Bowl 43. Even in 2010, when the Steelers lost Super Bowl 45 to Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, they didn't have to play the Patriots. Because the New York Jets, in the can't-wait game and Sean Green and Rex Ryan, went into Foxborough and took out the 14-2 Patriots with MVP Tom Brady. And then Pittsburgh beat the Jets in what Jets fans will refer to here as the Brian Schottenheimer game. They did not like Schottie's play calling. Maybe Cowboys fans agree watching last night's Sunday Night Football loss to the Minnesota Vikings. And the Steelers would go to the Super Bowl because they didn't have to play New England. And now, where we already know the Buffalo Bills won't have to contend with the Kansas City Chiefs. The final boss in red is not going to be there waiting at the end for Buffalo. No excuses this year for the Buffalo Bills. We'll talk more about it. We'll assign credit for the game, and Femi and I will rap about the best teams in the AFC next on a Monday here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Allen steps up. He's got room in front of him. Pulls the trigger. End zone. Touchdown. A bullet. Josh Allen to Dawson Knox. Buffalo takes the lead.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ian Eagle and J.J. Watt with the call yesterday on CBS as the Bills 35-7 run to end this game against the New England Patriots yesterday. And Josh Allen, like some of these, I know, like we all know, this has been well established. Even when Allen was playing like a chicken with his head cut off early in his tenure as Bills starting quarterback and would make these insane decisions sometimes, like in the wild card round, like in Houston for his first playoff game. Even when he was doing crazy crap on the field and like really ill-advised decision-making, we always knew like his arm was something special, something elite. And even with that knowledge, every so often, he'll make a throw and it's just like, oh my God. I was texting with our friend Sam Paniadovic of BetSweats during the game yesterday, because Sam has the Bills to win the Super Bowl. And obviously, as the Bills were coming back, we were texting a little bit. And I wrote him at one point, like, dude, like this throw is, it's crazy. Like, I like audibly gasped at it. The touchdown that Jake just played. Just absolutely ridiculous. Ridiculous stuff from Josh Allen. Ridiculous stuff from the Buffalo Bills. Femi will join me in a moment. We'll wrap about the AFC and the top of the American Football Conference. But I think if someone, and perhaps I will, and perhaps Femi will, you'll find out in a few moments. That's what we call a tease in the industry. I think if you wanted to make a case for the Buffalo Bills, this is the year. No Kansas City. Can they get over the hump? Can they at least get to the Super Bowl? And then they can worry about it then. Like maybe the Rams or Eagles are looming as the final boss there. We'll talk about the NFC a little later. I think in addition to knowing that Mahomes isn't going to be there, I got to give the defense credit, and I have to give Sean McDermott a lot of credit. And it's not something that you say often, like whether me or you, the listener, you, the viewer, if you're being honest and objective. And it's not personal, right? I think McDermott's a good coach. And sometimes the Bills defense plays well, but generally in big spots, the defense does not play well. And I think it's one of the reasons why they have yet to get over the hump and get to a Super Bowl. The defense in this game, after the Patriots took the big lead, basically put the clamps down on Drake May and this high-flying New England offense. And the reason why I'm saying I actually give more credit to the defense and more credit to Sean McDermott's adjustments is because this is the expectation for Josh Allen. Like, Josh Allen's the reigning MVP. It's not a surprise when Josh Allen does this, when Josh Allen does Josh Allen things, and they score 35 points. And they win a game like this when they've had, you know, closeout moments over the last month where they've ended the Tampa game on a 23-6 run, the Steelers game on a 23-0 run, the Bengals game on a 21-6 run, and then yesterday on a 35-7 run against the Patriots. Part of that are the points scored by the Bills offense. Another part has to be crediting the Bills defense. And I know they gave up a lot of points to New England and they gave up a lot of points to Cincinnati. When it mattered the most, they were able to put the clamps down and make some big plays. And that usually does not happen. So I think there's lots of reasons right now to be optimistic about the Buffalo Bills. Now, there's an interesting needle that the Bills, if you're a Bills fan or a Bills bettor, whatever, an interesting needle that you are looking to thread here. Obviously, you want to win the AFC East, right? You want to host a home playoff game. It goes without saying. But next week, and I'll before I say that, I'll say this. The Bills tonight need to be the world's biggest Pittsburgh Steelers fans. The Bills need the Steelers to win this game tonight. Because if you're Buffalo and you don't win the AFC East, you do not want to have to go to Baltimore if you can avoid it. And I'm not saying the Bills can't or wouldn't win that game, but you would much rather go to Pittsburgh. Much rather go to Pittsburgh to play Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. So next week, the Patriots are at the Ravens on Sunday Night Football. And ideally, I guess, do you want them to tie if you're a Bills fan? Like, you want New England to lose, but you also want Baltimore to lose. Like, what's ideal is the Steelers just keep winning. And the Ravens are somehow out, and the Bills can win the AFC East. I think that's the one scenario for Buffalo. The only one I think that you really want to avoid is Baltimore in round one. And then I think you take your chances. You take your chances in a rematch with the Patriots. You take your chances against Jacksonville, against the Chargers, against the Denver Broncos. Fascinating times in the American Football Conference. And it isn't often, and things can change. I don't think they will, though. I think we know our AFC playoff teams at this point. It's just who's going to win the AFC North. New England, Buffalo, insert AFC North champion 3. Jacksonville, Houston, Denver, Chargers. Those are going to be your playoff teams. Which one has the best quarterback? Even if the Ravens make it, which team has the best quarterback? It doesn't mean they'll win. But as I said at the top, with the Chiefs out, the figurative and the literal Red Sea has parted for Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. You bet on this Monday. Speaking of red, he is resplendent in... Are you wearing red today, or is that like... this is actually a red shirt I'm wearing. It looks black on camera, but this is red that I'm wearing right now.
Yeah, you have like a dark... It almost looks like brown, almost, in essence, like a little bit, but like it's like a dark red. I could see it, almost like a purple. Mine's more like a crimson kind of a color. I love the color crimson, so yeah, that's where I'm at right now. But mine also looks a little bit different on camera than it actually looks like I'm seeing it in person here, like myself. But
My guess is the reason for that is because of my rampant narcissism, because I always ask Mike Brown to put a filter on the camera that makes me look more tan than I actually am, since it's winter here in New York. So I'm guessing that that's probably because I'm like Casper the Friendly Ghost, like in real life. So I put up an Instagram video, maybe here's like a little filter here just to make me look like I'm not like on death's door. That's all I'm looking. All right.
Hey, it's the winter. Everyone understands.
Do they? I don't think they do. Let me tell you something. And you know this because you used to live in cold weather climate, right, in the Pacific Northwest?
Yes.
When I first, quick aside here, when I first moved to Fort Lauderdale to work at CBS in 2015, I think I've done this bit on the show. I don't know when the last time I did it. I'll be really quick with it. So, like, I think, like, Tyler knows this, Jake knows it, Bill, even, like, Mike Brown knows it. Like, when you live in a cold weather climate, you can allow yourself to slip a little bit in the cold weather months, right? You can put on a couple extra pounds because you're wearing all these layers. Like, it doesn't really matter, right? And then once, you know, for me, it was always like around the Super Bowl time. Now I'm older, so I have to start earlier. But you start working out a little bit, right? You try working yourself back into shape. Now, Jake in the chat says no, because Jake has extreme body dysmorphia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, correct.
Just wanted to throw that out there. If you lived in a warm weather climate, like you go to South Florida, everyone's in great shape all year round. And let me tell you something, what a blow to the system that was for me. It's like, oh, like I have to stay in shape the whole year instead of like 5 of the 12 months. Not great.
The sky don't lie.
Oh, and oddly, neither do female eyes.
Nope.
Neither do they.
It's all in 4K. It's all in 4K. Ain't no hiding.
It just is what it is. All right. You bet on this Monday. Let's talk the American Football Conference, my friend. We'll do a little NFC on the other side. So Buffalo, The seas have parted. The Red Sea has parted for them. Houston looks awesome yesterday. It destroys the Arizona Cardinals. C.J. Stroud throws for 3 touchdowns. Bo Nix and the Broncos. It's the best game of Bo Nix's career. Throws for over 300 yards and 4 touchdowns. Denver beats Green Bay. We'll get to the Micah Parsons injury in a little bit. Where are you at right now on best teams in the AFC?
Yeah, it's super wide open, which is what makes it fun. And I understand why, like, you and other people have gravitated towards the Buffalo Bills. But I kind of
I haven't said that yet. I haven't said that I'm in on Buffalo yet. Okay. I have not said that.
Gotcha. Okay. Just asking the question about the seas parting. Yeah. I understand why others have gravitated towards the Buffalo Bills as a team, because like it does look like they're going to be able to avoid the team. Like, or they are for sure going to be able to avoid the team that's kind of kicked them out of the playoffs, but maybe also even Baltimore, a team that they've had success against in the playoffs. But I kind of think we're just ignoring the team that's staring us right in the face. Like, that's where I land on this team, and that's the Denver Broncos. Like, Denver's on an 11-game winning streak right now. And I know it's not getting a whole lot of hype because there's questions about Bo Nix and there's all these other compelling stories around the league, but they have the best record in the league, one of the best home field advantages in the league, one of the best defenses in the league. Now, Bo Nix in the playoffs, what is that going to look like? We've only seen one data point, didn't go well, but that was on the road in Buffalo as a 7 seed. Now it could potentially and likely be at home now that New England lost last Sunday or yesterday. Now this thing is likely to be at home. And Bo Nix, I've been a big critic, but he's been getting better. And yesterday he was tremendous. They won the game because of Bo Nix. It wasn't because of the defense. The defense was giving up points. Packers scored on 6 straight drives or whatever it was. Like, even though some of them were field goals, but the Packers
did hold them to field goals. And that was huge at the beginning of this game to hold them to field goals when it could have been 14-0. Instead, it's 6-0.
Massive. But like, they were still able to move the ball consistently. This wasn't like the usual dominant Broncos defense where it's like, oh, they just like shut the door and like you're not getting anything. They needed Bo Nix to play the way he played, and he showed up and like actually rose to the occasion. If we get, I don't think we're going to get that, but if we get something close to that or like 75% of what we saw yesterday from Bo Nix, no one's beaten Denver. Not in this conference, not what I've seen, because there's way too many flawed teams. Even Houston, who I love, and I like where they're at, no one's beaten that Broncos defense, not in Mile High. That home field's way too good. I think it's Denver that's like should be, and the odds have it this way, with Denver being the favorite. I think Denver's the clear favorite, if you ask me, Bo Nix and all that stuff aside.
Let's have a Houston conversation here, because I think it's what's funny is like I won money on the, I actually, that's why I'm just so stupid, right? Like, I bet the Packers yesterday. And I still won money on the game because I cashed my Denver to make the playoffs bet from before the season. It's just like,
yeah, those futures start popping up.
Yeah. So it's like, I was like, and what's funny is like, you're higher on the Broncos than I am now. You hated the Broncos going into the year. And I love the Broncos going into the year. I'm just, I'm a little spooked by Bo Nix in a massive game. And like there's no denying it. Like, if I come on the air today and I say like Bo Nix stunk yesterday, like, I'm telling you, like, the sky is red. Like, it's not. Mm-hmm. Like, he was magnificent in the game. There's no... I thought Jordan Love was okay, like a different situation. Like, Bo Nix was the better quarterback in the game yesterday.
Yeah.
He outplayed Mahomes when the Broncos beat the Chiefs. He's had some good moments this year. I don't know how it's going to go in a big playoff spot. I'm skeptical. And just to keep it away from Buffalo for a second, and we'll get to the Bills. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Houston. If it's not Josh Allen that's going into Denver and beating Bo Nix and the Broncos defense, I think it could be CJ Stroud. And as we've said a couple times recently on the show, like, the Texans are the inverse of the Cowboys, where for Dallas, we wanted like a league average defense to go along with the great offense. In Houston, can we have a league average offense to go along with a great defense? And I understand the Arizona Cardinals are not the 85 Bears, but I mean, the offense cooked yesterday. And Stroud cooked in the second half at Arrowhead and made several really great throws. And he's won 2 playoff games already. He's been to the Final Four in each of his 2 seasons as an NFL quarterback. Where if Houston goes into Denver, I think the Texans have the better defense and the quarterback that I trust more. I think I would bet Houston against Denver in the AFC. And I hated Houston coming into the year. But I think that's where I'm at now. And I think if you frame it like that, which defense is better? Which quarterback do you trust more? We can have a coach conversation. You probably take Sean Payton over D'Amico Ryans at this point, but still, I think I'd take Stroud and I would take the Texans defense.
I agree on Stroud and the defense. Because like Houston, to me, Houston's defense is the best unit in the conference. Like better than their defense is better than anything that anyone else does. Like Buffalo offense, Denver defense, whatever. Houston's defense is the best unit. The offensive line has played much better as of late, but I still don't trust them on the road against a good defense. I still don't. I can't shake it. And maybe this is unfair. Like I'm still thinking about what happened last year in the playoffs.
You know, Stroud was running for his life in the second half against Kansas City and still made some great throws just to play devil's advocate.
He 100% did. But I think Denver's just a flat out better team than Kansas City, as we've seen now at this point of the season. Like Denver's legitimately good. And they're talented. Offensive line's good. They can run the football. Like Sean Payton, sometimes he's been doing some weird stuff at the end of the games. I don't know. Like you got to get that dialed in. But like, I think I can trust.
By weird Payton, things, what do you mean? Like he's hyper aggressive?
Yeah, like some of the stuff where I'm like, I don't think he needed to be aggressive there. Like and the aggression. Okay, it's fourth and one or whatever it was. Let's hand it off to the fullback. Like come on. Like that's what we're running there. Like if you're gonna be aggressive, like let's get it to a big money player on a big money down. And like I don't think you need to do that when your defense is great and you have an 8-point lead. Make Jordan Love go the length of the field as opposed to giving him the football at like the 45-yard line or whatever it was. But I still think that Denver is the most complete team, and I think that's gonna be the theme of these playoffs. The teams rather than the quarterbacks are gonna want to get through this thing.
All right, on the other side, we will talk about the Buffalo Bills and where they stand in the balance of power right now in the AFC, a little on the New England Patriots as well. And I think Femi and I may share an opinion on what's going to happen at the top of the National Football Conference as well. You Better You Bet rolls on right after this on a Monday on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Allen faked the handoff, the roll and toss. Open man, Knox. Touchdown, Bills.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Ian Eagle again with the call there yesterday on CBS. I mean, did you You have the same experience I did watching the game where, like, bets aside, just the broadcast. Like, I think J.J. Watt might have... I want to be careful with how I say this. Does he have, like, a little John Madden in him to you?
Oh, that is high praise. That is high praise. Now, let's be careful, because a lot of people were saying that about Tony Romo in his first year. But Watt's awesome. I think he's really... I think that booth is awesome. I think they should... I'm gonna be careful saying this.
They're better than Nancy Romo. They deserve to
be a number one somewhere. Yeah, they need to be a number one somewhere.
I think if you gave Jim Nantz True Serum, I feel like he'd be like, yeah, they're better. Like, Romo probably doesn't even know, like, that they're a broadcast team, is my guess.
Romo, who else works for CBS? I don't know, Jim.
Jim. Barbara Walters.
Yeah.
Dan Rather?
I don't know who's out there. Yeah, one of them. They need to be a number one somewhere. And if it's Amazon or whoever, other streaming service, Netflix, I guess we're going to see what Netflix has for us on Christmas. But yeah, they deserve to be a number one somewhere. That's an awesome booth. That game was awesome. Like, I was texting my brother. I was like, this might be a classic. Now, I don't know if it ever reached a classic status, but it was a hell of a game, though, with the Bills coming back. But yeah, no, I'm a big fan of Watt. And obviously, we're a big fan of Ian here on the show, but yeah, they're a really good booth.
All right, let's talk about the Buffalo Bills now. So you like Denver, which means that you don't like Buffalo to win the AFC. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, like, I could see Buffalo getting there. I'd like to see what the bracket has. I do think that there are some interesting, like, exacta prices, like Bills Eagles is 28. The Bills Rams exacta is not great. It's only 12, but like, I did bet a little on it just to have it. And I do think, like, I've been, like, adding the exactas, have some with the Broncos, have some with the Patriots, some with the Bills. I have a Texans Cowboys one, which was really fun when I bet it. And, yeah, it's since gone to hell. What about the Buffalo Bills, Femi? Why don't you like Buffalo? Why do you like Denver?
I don't think the team is very talented. To me, it's Josh Allen putting on the Superman cape, which he is capable of doing, but, like, that's what it feels like. It's Allen's Superman cape. And then James Cook being, like, the stud that he is. But outside of those two guys, I don't see a ton of talent. Now, I guess Ed Oliver is going to come back at some point, we think. And then Christian Benford was out yesterday. Terrell Bernard was out. So, like, defensively, they're going to be a little bit better than what we saw, especially in that first half when they could not stop a nosebleed. But I just look at these other teams, in particular Denver, way more talent, way more, like, high-level guys on that team once you look past who the quarterback is. And that's where... in high leverage spots in the postseason, when you're asking your guy to be Superman all the time, it can get dicey. He can do it for a round, maybe two rounds, but can he do it for three rounds? I don't think so. So to me, that's why I'm out on Denver, and I'm going to go with the head coach.
You're out on Buffalo, you mean?
Sorry, you're out on Buffalo. In on
Denver.
Yeah, in on Denver. That's why I'm out, because Denver's got the pedigree with Sean Payton. He's won a Super Bowl. He's been to NFC title games when he was in New Orleans. I like their coaching staff, and I like what their roster has too. So yeah, give me the team over the special player.
Yeah, I don't know. I think when we get to the playoffs, I'd love to know what the path is going to be for Buffalo. Do they have a home playoff game? Who do they play in the first round? Are they going on the road in the 4 or 5 spot? I think a lot is still up in the. I think we like. Do you agree with me that those are the AFC playoff teams? Like, it's 8 for 7 spots, and it's just like, is it going to be Pittsburgh or Baltimore?
Correct. Yeah, we're locked in. We're locked in. And then we'll probably decide week 18, that Ravens at Steelers game. Maybe that's Sunday Night Football, whatever. But yeah, we're locked in with the other guys. Yeah. Where are you at? Because, like, they had this comeback against New England. We also have big questions about New England as well. They haven't beaten anyone outside of Buffalo earlier this year on that Sunday Night game. I'm a little bit apprehensive to give a lot of credit to the Bills for winning. Yes, it's awesome. They were down 21. It's an NFL game. That's tough to do, especially against a really good quarterback in Drake May. But are we sure on New England? Because it seems like the schedule is what's propped up this record as opposed to the team quality.
I think here's what... Well, so let me ask you a question in response to yours. Do you think Drake May is the real deal?
I do. I've seen enough to think he's a real deal. Yeah,
I do also. And, like, honestly, like, I'm not even willing to entertain, like, any argument to the contrary. Like, he's the real deal.
He's got it. Yeah, he's got
it. And if that's the case, and, like, we think it's not even a matter of opinion. Josh McDaniels is one of the worst head coaches in the history of the NFL at two different stops. Guy's a great offensive coordinator. Like the Patriots offense is good. Like whether you look at the skill position players and dude, Travion Henderson should be like an Olympic sprinter. Guy's unbelievable. I wonder what they were wasting time with earlier in the season with all these Ramondre carries. Travion's so good. Like you look
Remember the Patriots Steelers game?
Oh, I do. Oh, I do. All the fumbles. Bet the Steelers in that game. It's pretty awesome. You look at these receivers and none of them are going to strike fear into your heart, but the offense is still awesome because of the quarterback and the play caller, right? So I think like it does matter when the Bills come from behind, put 35 on the defense, and like Josh Allen's capable of putting 35 on anyone on any given day. And the fact that the defense was able to hold them down after the 21-0 lead, like I think it does count for something because even if the Patriots are not necessarily as good as their record indicates, the quarterback like is sensational. Like he is. So I look, do I think the Patriots are as good as their record? Like probably not. But I also don't think that takes away from Buffalo's comeback win yesterday.
I think that's fair. That's definitely fair. I just want to have like the proper context of like what yesterday actually was. Like, was it two like contending teams or was it two like frisky teams that are playoff caliber, but maybe they're not going to be there on championship Sunday? I tend to think it's the latter, but yeah, I mean, that doesn't mean we can take away the credit from coming back down 21-0 when that crowd was in an absolute frenzy in a hat and t-shirt game.
You know, with Trevor Lawrence is playing sensational football right now for the Jagwars. Mm-hmm. We'll do a little on the Chargers like to start next hour when we talk about Kansas City. The fact that they're 10-4 is outrageous and such a credit to the quarterback and honestly, like to the head coach, to Jim, and to the defensive coordinator. Man. Where, you know, like Vance Joseph should be getting bandied about for a head coaching job. Jeff Hafley, I don't know about that. We'll see how the defense looks without Micah Parsons. We'll get to that next hour as well. I don't know how Jesse Minter is not getting a ton of looks right now. How Michigan doesn't pick up the phone and call Jesse Minter. Minter is amazing. And
he's got that show cause, I think. Yeah, he's got that show cause. I mean, he was like texting recruits in like a time where he's not supposed to reach out to them. So like, I don't think the show cause expires in like April. So I don't think he's allowed to be there, the head coach, but yeah, bad timing for Michigan.
I mean, they won, so it's like, who cares?
Well, but at what cost? Cheating.
I guess who cares what the cost is when you win, right? Like, they won the title.
You take the title, yeah.
Like, if Jalen Milroe doesn't fumble that snap at the end of the game and, like, Bama beats them, then yes, at what cost? But the fact that they won that game, and then, you know what, like, I don't want to do this, but my Michael Penix stuff, all I should have thought about was how he played in that national title game. It was really stupid for me. Anyway, also, I like Oklahoma to beat Kalen DeBoer on Friday night. College football playoff coming up next hour on the show. Just a few minutes here to wrap up the hour on the NFC and what we saw yesterday. You better, you bet on this Monday. The LA Rams went down by 10 points to the Detroit Lions. And within like the blink of an eye, they were winning. This offense is preposterous. Stafford, 368 passing yards. The Rams racked up 519 total yards in this game. And I don't even think that's their most impressive offensive statistic. The Rams in this game against Detroit. Not that Detroit's defense is the best in the league, but like the Lions are a good team. The Rams had 30 first downs. Mm. 30. Now, Devontae Adams comes up lame on a pass towards the end of the game, and it's obviously a hamstring. Like, we've watched enough football to know as he starts pulling up that that's what it's going to be. You know, Sean McVay says after the game it didn't look good. They haven't ruled him out yet for Thursday when the Rams go to Seattle, one of the games of the season in the NFC and in the NFL. Like, Devontae's not playing in the game. And I don't think you see Devontae again until the playoffs. And the Rams better hope they get home field and give Devontae an extra week to heal up. If the Rams are full strength, and I have been reticent to say this all season, I think they are clearly the best team in the NFL. If Devontae's at full strength, the Rams are the best team. They are the favorite to win the Super Bowl. They should be. Their favorite on Thursday night without Devontae Adams at Seattle, like they should be. This is the best football Matthew Stafford's ever played, and he won the chip a few years ago. And McVay is coaching at like another level right now. Like, they are absolutely tremendous. If the Rams, though, were to get tripped up on the way to the Super Bowl, I think with what we've seen in the NFC, I think I know the team that it would be. Now, the Niners keep winning games. And Kyle Shanahan might win Coach of the Year when it's all said and done. They also let Cam Ward and the Titans average 6.2 yards per play yesterday. The defense is not good enough, and it's not even their fault. Like, think about what we're about to say about Green Bay. And I don't know if Femi thinks this. I'm guessing he does. Like, the Packers, like, probably crossed off the list now with Micah Parsons out. The Niners lost Nick Bosa and Fred Warner. Like, we don't have to pretend that the Niners' defense is Super Bowl caliber. Like, it's not. And it's not their fault. They lost their two best players, like two potential Hall of Famers for the season. That's tough. I don't like San Francisco. Seattle's really good. I don't trust the quarterback. And I'm guessing you, meaning the viewer or listener, that you don't either. The NFC South is hot garbage. The Lions might not make it. The Packers just lost Micah Parsons. And the Chicago Bears feel like they're a year early. And like, I was Mr. Bear before the season. I don't mean that as an insult, but it feels like it's a year early for Chicago. And that leaves one team. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Now, maybe it was just their old friend Kenny Pickett and the Las Vegas Raiders. And I have a stat that I will give you later in the show that will blow your mind in regards to the Raiders' offensive output yesterday. 31-0, Hurts 3 touchdowns, defense pitches a shutout. Do I think the Rams are better than the Eagles right now? I do. I do think that. But at their best, if the Eagles can round into form here down the stretch, Marcus Mariota twice, with Josh Allen in the middle, it might just be the Eagles again. In the NFC. Hour one done, hour two for you. Coming up on the other side, we will start hour number two with a post-mortem on Patrick Mahomes and the eliminated Kansas City Chiefs.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't.
You just need GoDaddy Arrow. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Arrow uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Arrow will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Arrow can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.